mobile low-bandwidth simulcast of this show available on Alpha Geek Radio. Using your mobile device web browser, go to mobile.alphageekradio.com to tune in now.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the Valentine Cast with your van envious couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, September 8th, 2014.
And this is episode 166.
Six.
No, I was...
I even wrote it right. And that guy's getting it
right. Right. I was really pleased with myself because I just started the recording for the video. Which...
That's very awesome.
So they missed the kind of the intro where we're the Van Envies couple. So I thought I would just throw it out there again.
Okay, yes. It was the Van Envies couple. Really? And, really, Zoe?
And, we're gonna do that right now. We are back after 2 weeks of not being here. We are here as a family.
We are.
I'm Jay. This is my lovely wife, Renee.
Hi. And this is Zoe.
Renee is wearing Zoe today, and I am wearing Maya.
And Zoe, I thought Zoe might be okay. We'll see.
Right.
Jay might have to do this show by himself.
I may have to do it myself. So my Skype is up if folks want to call in or something like that.
If I have to leave, yeah, you might have to have some impromptu guests. But
yeah, so it's been 2 weeks since we've done the show. And a lot has happened, kind of, sort of.
Kind of. We did an impromptu trip.
Yeah,
which is
so
insane.
So we went to Atlanta. The week before Dragon Con. I know we had talked about not going to Atlanta. Not going to Dragon Con. But I had an awesome opportunity because of my job. I'm able to work from home. And working from home gives a lot of flexibility. And that flexibility being having a solid internet connection, having an area where you can talk as if, you know, that's not loud. It can be a home office. It can be a bedroom. It can be a hotel room. But, you know, being able to do my job to its fullest. So I was able to go to Atlanta. And a lot of thanks to my sister-in-law, Deidre,
mm-hmm.
who lives there. And I was able to work a week from ATL the week before Dragon Con. And I got to see my three oldest kids. Renee, myself, Maya, and Zoe, we went to Atlanta, and we went down to go see Brianna, Daniel, and Benjamin. Got to go see them. I got to go eat lunch with Benjamin. I got to hang out with Brianna, Daniel, and Benjamin. I got to help do homework, not just
That's awesome.
Over Skype or over the phone. I actually got to sit down at a table and be able to help out with homework. It's something that I haven't had opportunity to do in a long time,
mm-hmm.
a real long time. And we got to see them and we got to hang out. It's just, it was an awesome trip. But we'll talk a little bit more about that. Excited about it. But we want to say, what's going on to the chat room? Hi, everybody.
Hey, chat room. I'm so glad we were able to make it.
We missed you guys.
We did.
And gals.
This is a whole new phase of the Valentine Cast.
It is. I was talking to Aaron and Teddy Saturday about how I miss hanging out on Mondays with our peeps out here in the that are watching us live. I really miss that, and I feel a little guilt, you know, at times.
Yeah, I do, because I'm like, all those people supported us for so long,
right? And I feel like I feel like I'm letting everybody down.
And I know everybody's like, it's okay, you have the babies.
Right.
But it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be different if it was just me or just you.
Right.
One of us could take care of them.
Right. So. But your mom has offered to watch them while we.
My mom has offered to watch them while we podcast. So
I think
we every now and then we might take her up on that.
Right, and it's kind of nice to be able to try to do the podcast and
yeah,
and have the girls here
and try to get some normalcy to our life.
You know, like girls, you're gonna be part of it. You know.
Yeah.
And they may scream if. If it gets too much, I really hope that people would not stop listening, but write and tell us.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, and I know consistency is good, and we try.
Right, we do try.
But, you know, it might not always happen. So, yeah. And I'm glad everyone understands. So, that's our pity party for today.
Yeah. That's our, don't be mad at us. We wish we were here. So let's go ahead and let's just do a little bit of the weekend wrap up.
Weekend wrap up!
That's how you people say it, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. So we did make it down to Atlanta, like we said. We went down the week before Dragon Con. We actually got to go down to Dragon Con for like 20 minutes.
It was like... Oh, I wish we could, like, I was thinking about the panels and the amazing cosplay we were missing.
Right.
Just walking through the crowd. I mean, it can get annoying, but then I realized I missed it, right. You know?
Right.
So yeah, the first time missing Dragon Con in a few years and it made me sad.
Right.
But, we went in to get our badges.
We went to get our badges. And,
no line.
So let me tell you, the parking authority down there, they have stepped up their game, and they now know that Thursday is a hot day to make bang for your buck. Because normally, we could get down there and, you know, we can slide into a garage and pay an hourly rate. But we got down to Thursday, and they said flat rate. And the flat rate was $20. So... we ran in real quick for $20. We went in
and
we got our badges. I got one picture of cosplay of this couple from the leftover HBO series, and that was it. That was my only well, that's not true. That was my only picture that I got, except for with when Kim came out Thursday.
Right. That's your only cosplay picture.
Right. So, but later on that afternoon, Kim and Xanar came out to the house, and they got to see the girls. Kim got to get in some Valentine hugs and everything else.
She did, and people were so jealous, and I admit, they're pretty huggable. They're pretty snuggable.
Yeah, we were so close to her meeting Brianna and Daniel, but Benjamin.
They had to leave.
But though. we were running behind. I ran into some traffic. So it really makes me sometimes wish that we had, I wish I had the opportunity to have moved to Atlanta before we bought the house.
Yeah.
Because the whole working at home thing wasn't at full speed yet.
Yeah, I wasn't there yet.
And if it had I probably been, could have asked, but, you know, because right. We already had two team members that were doing it because one's in Green Bay and the other one's in Houston, you know. But, you know, we also wanted to get a house and also wanted to start a family, you know. So that was kind of what was on the itinerary there. But it made me miss my oldest three. A lot, you know, just being there. But it's going to be something that I'm going to be able to do regularly. So I'm going to try to get back down there. There may be some times where Renee has said she may not be able to make it, and I'll go down by myself. So that'd be interesting. That'd be very interesting.
What, you going by yourself?
Yeah, and leaving you here.
Yeah, with the girls. I'll be okay.
You know, I'll be afraid I'm missing stuff because, like, right now, I could be in Vegas.
You could be in Vegas.
I could
right
be
now.
In Vegas right this now second, for a mobile conference, but I decided not to because I wanted to be here to help out with Renee. I mean, the girls, I just knew they would be, you know, at the most 2 months old, which they will be
tomorrow.
Which will be tomorrow. So
Retour to Soul tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Atlanta was great. Hanging with my sister was good. She was so sweet. She went grocery shopping for us, and she was bringing food home for us. And it was really nice to spend time with her. And we even got to go out to Flying Biscuit, our annual, at least annual trip to Flying Biscuit.
So and that Chris was awesome.
Yeah, it was great to see Chris. Yeah. And I loved hanging out with your kids. That was amazing. And they're so nice. And they're so smart. And
they
so
love,
much like you.
They love laughing.
I mean, love laughing. There's a lot of laughing.
There was a lot of laughing. There was loudness.
Very loud.
Yeah.
And that's how kids are. Kids are loud.
Yep. And I think the highlight for them was possibly when Maya projectile pooped on you.
She did projectile poop on my shirt.
When she farted. And then my kids went on to say she sharted. And they laughed for,
I think I said it, and so if they went home and said it, it's all my fault. So
I think that they laughed for a good 20 minutes. And then before we left, they all laughed. So, and they kind of still laugh about it now. So I think in their book, you look cool.
Maya's never gonna live that down.
She is not. I mean,
her brothers and sisters will always say, "Remember that time you sharted on your mom?"
So this might be a little too graphic. Too graphic. I tell that every time we change, every time we change Maya, we have to, you know, with boys you have a pee pee tent. With Maya, we had to set up like a poop tent.
Poop tent. Like a pup tent, but a poop tent.
Yeah, because it's potentially it could happen. And so,
how the Valentine cast has changed.
So I gave her the nickname, Shooting Shite Sally.
Shooting Shite Sally. Except it's not shite, but Shooting Shite Sally.
Yeah.
But yeah, we didn't say hi to the chat room. So I'm going to do that.
We did say hi to the chat room.
But did we go through everybody?
But we did not go through
everybody.
That's
what I meant to say.
And we were going there.
Oh, we usually do it before we can wrap up.
I know.
But I'm totally interrupting you. And I'm doing it now. So boom.
So who do we have with us?
We have Zobby is here.
Hi, Zobby.
Hi, Zobby. Now, Punk Gopher is here.
What's going on, Punk Gopher?
JB Hanna is here.
Hey, he's actually here. Playing some No, he was here.
He's actually here. Actually here. He just joined. He quit and then he joined back.
Oh, so. I think client probably crashed.
Yeah. Hando is here. And N is here.
Hey,
and also Diddy is here.
What's going on?
Hey.
What is going on, everybody? So glad that you're here with us.
Uh-huh. I'm excited.
Well, cool. So what more can we talk about when we can wrap up? I mean, we went
your
to
ring sling.
Yeah. For those that may be noticing, I am wearing a new wrap a new carrier for my girls. Thanks to Jessica Hips, Geek Girl in the Tadpool. She crafted me a ring sling out of retro Marvel material that I picked out. And she also sent some hats because the hats she had sent, the girls grew out of them. So we bought some more so we can take pictures of them in the hats. I mean, because those hats are amazing.
They are. They're amazing. Yep. Amazing.
They
love
are
them,
amazing.
Love them. So we didn't do a ton for weekend wrap up.
This weekend we did. I mean, we went to
we
go
did
look
go
for,
places. Yeah.
Yep. We went looking for used pack and plays.
Yep. And we found plenty. So we didn't get one, but we found a place that has like 20 of them.
And
so.
Then we just got out.
Yes.
And we went to Walmart. And then we checked out Walmart's clearance section with the TJ Maxx clearance section. I mean, we were just clearance shopping and trying to find cute stuff for the girls that we could buy.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's kind of fun shopping for them, tell you the truth.
Right. And Diddy said Toby looks depressed.
Well, I'm not surprised.
So let me tell you about Toby. While we were gone, so Toby has allergies.
He does.
And it is really bad right now for Toby. When we came back from Atlanta, our sitter had told us that he was itching a lot. And we were trying to figure out, you know, go ahead and give him his Benadryl because he takes regular Benadryl.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had to up his Benadryl dosage from one a day, which is usually in the morning, which covers everything, to three a day because he literally had been pretty much scratching sores into his face, ears, nose, and
legs, everywhere.
And you can just look at him. You can just look at him and tell that he's just so pitiful. And he's kind of like, man, I can't stop itching. So we've been doing three a day for about 2 days now.
And he's a little better.
He's a little better. If it doesn't get better, we're going to have to go to the vet and we have to do some prescription medication. So I hope that's not the case, you know. And then also Renee's sister Danielle got a pup. Got a
she did.
What is it? A something poo?
Not
a malty poo.
Malty-poo.
He got a malty poo, a Maltese and a poodle mix, and
mm-hmm. He's so cute. He's this pretty tan brown color,
right? And his name is Ollie, mm-hmm. or Oliver, but they call him Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
He's super cute. He's 6 weeks old.
No, he's 5 months old.
Oh, 5 months old.
Jeez, 6 weeks old. That would be terrible.
Oh, that would be terrible. That would be terrible.
I mean, it's bad enough that he's not house trained.
So. Right. So we have a new pup in the family. So there's Toby Beckham and Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
So congratulations to them. So let's go ahead and jump into a little bit of tech.
Tech technology.
So I have the Sony NEX5T, which I've told people about. I've been taking photos and video, and I've been loving it. And I've been also reading Tony Northup's book on taking stunning digital photos. While I was in Atlanta, I was able to purchase my very first lens from KEH Camera. It's a very popular lens for that particular camera. It was the Sigma 50mm, which is equivalent to a 35mm camera. The old school 35mm fixed lens, so there's no zoom or anything else on there. It does have a ring around for manual focusing, you know, so I can blur out the background if I'm taking portraits. And it came with a hood as well, so I got a real good deal on it, and I'm absolutely loving it. It's a lot faster. It has a faster shutter speed when you're doing continuous shooting for action shots. I was able to go golfing with Teddy from the Why Not podcast, and I was able to capture his swing, and he was able to make some corrections to his swing, and he captured me making some swings as well. So I got that. The max f-stop is, I don't have it back here. I think it's, I know the minimum is 2.5. I think the max is, I want to say 3.6, but don't give me the line real quick. I can look it up real quick. Because Ian's asking what the max f-stop is. You know that, bae?
What'd you say?
I said Ian is asking what the max f-stop is.
I don't.
It is 2.8.
You're asking,
hold on.
No idea.
Come on, search it. Search it. 2.8. And, hey, girl. Give me one quick second. Oh, where is it? Where are you?
She is just like, nah.
Yeah, Maya is all about it. It is 2.8 details. Yeah. Sorry. I'm sitting here trying to find it now. He would ask, and I'm no pro to actually. No. Oh, is that it right there? Nope, that's not it.
And so there will be no second number on a fixed lens.
Oh, well, it's 2.8 then. It's 2.8. If it's great. See, I'm still learning. The whole camera thing. So I will gladly. Thanks for letting me know. All right. But yeah, it's up 2.8, and I'm getting a link here before end. Oh, it's a 30 millimeter also.
I love that you're so into this. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. So this is, Renee and I were kind of talking about this past week. We were talking about some of the purchases I made. One of them being the toaster oven. And you actually complimented me and said that was...
I love
very,
that you're
a very good purchase.
I love that you're bringing this up.
No, because okay, reason I'm bringing it up is because sometimes I make purchases and they fall off the wagon, right?
Yes.
Kind of like the golf clubs I bought last year.
Mm.
It was a whole year, which was I was able to go and play golf with Teddy like 2 weeks ago or a week ago.
Yeah, so you use them more than once. That's awesome.
Yeah, so I've used them twice so far. But I have balls, and I've been invited to go back out with Teddy and them, and I plan on it. So I'm actually excited about that. And then also with the camera, I'm really digging the whole camera thing, digital photos.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm able to capture so much of the girls and take some awesome photos and, I mean, just make memories, you know. Just something that...
Yeah, because it's easy to forget.
Right. So it's one of those things that kind of like... I've always wanted to do radio, right? I want to be a disc jockey. Like everybody wanted to be a disc jockey at one point in their life. And because it's kind of cool, you know? So end up doing a podcast. I always wanted to be a photographer. Or I want to take pictures and take stunning pictures, you know? Because I can't draw. And now, you know... I'm working on that by using a new camera. So I'm excited about it, and I have to thank our friend over there that helped me acquire this camera. So really, 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 really appreciate that a whole lot. Diddy said he has a DSLR and he never uses it. But he uses Canon XX40.
Nice.
Now, I have a Canon XX510S that I keep because it has an awesome zoom on it that is out of this world. And I absolutely love it. And I've, you know, the Sony that I have, it's the new generation of DSLR is the mirrorless camera, which is pretty amazing, pretty awesome. There's one more lens that I would like to get, so I'm, you know, saving up for it. It's less than $300. It's like depends where I get it. It's like
Jay's new passion.
It's like $200 if I get it from KEH, and getting used lenses are not really a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you you get it from a reputable source. Another thing that I've had to learn with my camera, because it doesn't have a built-in pop-up flash, it has one that I have to attach. I actually had to make, right now I had to make a reflector so I can bounce the flash off the ceiling for indoor portraits or indoor flashing, so it won't be washed out. So I had to make a little, you know, laminated card with aluminum foil,
mm-hmm.
you know, for right now. But I did purchase, a company in Korea kind of made something that they can attach to the flash, and I purchased that off of eBay. So we should be here by the end of the month. So, I mean, I've been enjoying taking pictures, and I'm hoping to be able to share some of these pictures with you all, and I'll be talking to you more about it and be sharing photos with you. I should have been able to show our live audience photos that I've done, but also they follow us on Facebook, so That's where I do it too. So, all right. Well, babe, let's go ahead and jump into a little bit of media.
Let's do it.
Media, movies, books, comics, TV.
Nah, I miss my bumper sometime. So, what you been up to in media, babe?
Well, in media, I finished Cheers. All 11 seasons of Cheers. So, when I go back to work, I won't be watching as much TV on Netflix because, you know, I'll be working during the day as opposed to, you know, feed babies.
Uh-huh.
But I have to say, it's interesting, the evolution of Cheers. And watching the last episode of the last season was surprisingly sad.
You know, I was gonna ask you to watch it again with me.
Yeah, I'll totally watch it again with you. It's surprisingly sad. It was such a good show, and but one thing you said to me, you said in all the years of Cheers, how many black people have been on the show?
Right.
Recurring characters, zero. Speaking characters, maybe three.
Okay.
So it's pretty, yeah, it's not a lot. And let me tell you, Cheers had like 23 shows a season.
Right, right.
It was back in the day where they had a lot per season. And Hendo asked, did Bill Clinton go on that show? And I never saw Bill Clinton. I saw tons of people.
John Kerry
was on there.
Yeah.
When he was governor. And so many people. Norma, the one that doesn't talk, Orange is the New Black, she was on there a lot.
Yep.
And you'd be surprised at all the people. Harry Connick Jr., Lisa Kudrow. So many people were on that show. It was like, oh my gosh, it's so-and-so. Oh my gosh, it's so-and-so. Oh my gosh, it's so-and-so. I did a lot of that.
Yeah.
Then Norm. Yeah, I heard Norm a lot. And
Norm had an awesome fro.
Norm had a little curly fro. It was cool. So, not a lot of black people on Cheers, but it's still a good show. Started in 82.
Yeah, 83. Bro.
83. And ended in 93.
Something like that.
Yeah. So, but yeah. So it was pretty cool. So I finished Cheers, and I was trying to find. I wanted some reality TV just to binge watch on.
Uh huh.
I wanted to do Dance Moms, but it's not streaming on Netflix. I wanted to do Love and Hip Hop in Atlanta, not streaming on Netflix. It might be streaming on Hulu or something.
Did you try Amazon?
I didn't. It might be.
I think it's on Amazon.
Probably switch because I started watching Toddlers in Tears. Just to see, because I've never really seen it. And Jay came in while I was watching it, and he was like, I just don't get this. I don't get the whole pageant.
Well,
thing.
I don't get pageants altogether. It's because I don't.
Do you get dance recitals?
Dance recitals, is that a competition?
It can be, yeah.
Not as a competition. I mean, dance recitals, just, hey, look, because I was in band. So we had concerts. So I think of a dance recital as a dance concert.
It is. It's more of a concert to show off what you learn. So, Toddlers in Tears, just roll my eyes. Like, some of the parents let the kids railroad them, which is kind of nuts. Like, this one little 4-year-old was telling her dad to shut up over and over.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think when the little kids are all dolled up, it looks freaky and weird. I know it's supposed to be beautiful. And it's kind of sad with this kind of... Like, one of the coordinators of the pageant said that the truth is society has made it this way. You have to be beautiful to get a job. You have to be thin to be in Hollywood. And that's just the way society is. We didn't do this. Society did it. I was like, well, y'all aren't helping much, you know, because it's right. Like, I don't know. But you know, it's a show, and there was one kid who says that she likes beauty pageants because she's beautiful on stage. She's not beautiful off stage.
Oh.
And I was like, aw. I was like, that's terrible.
So one quick step back to Cheers. Diddy said it sort of went downhill when Christy Alley joined.
Oh, Jay begs to differ, don't you?
So here's my thing. I sort of didn't like Diane because Diane was she was too full of herself, I felt like.
But that was her character too.
I know. That was her character and everything. But I like Christy Alley. I liked her because I mean she was like, you know, she just said it like it was and everything else. She didn't like always talk down to, she talked down to people. But it wasn't like Diane, I'm so smarter than you. Like she was like the Stephen King of Cheers.
Yeah, and I was reading about the show, and it's like they cast her to be like an ice princess, very, very, you know, withdrawn and everything. But the audience didn't like her, so they made her really ditzy and kind of. So
who?
Kirstie Alley. She did turn ditzy and kind of.
Oh yeah, after she had lost the job and.
Yeah, and she became kind of so they wanted her to be more like that because people responded to her more like that. So.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, so yeah, you know.
Bruh.
Anyway,
So Tyler's in Tears, blah. I'll probably try to watch something else. So
oh, we'll find you something on Amazon, babe. How about that?
Yeah, I only have like less than 3 weeks to go of maternity leave. So I'm gonna have to leave these guys and go back to work. I'm sad.
Yeah.
So it'll be even more hectic trying to get the show done, but we're still gonna try.
Yep. And then we've already talked about the announcement of Wordle.
Oh, did we? Okay, it already came out. Okay.
Have picked up World of Warcraft a little bit.
Yeah.
We played maybe twice since we applied cards. But that's more, like I said, that's more than we played before.
I've been doing angler stuff, and I think I have more time in between feeding them, so I might do a little bit more now. So.
Yeah, I saw Diddy online.
Diddy!
One day. And I thought that was pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
I actually been playing some Diablo since the seasons came out. I have Frisco's kind of bumping me up a little bit to get close to 70 so I can do what I normally do. Renee, you've been playing some Doki Doki Universe.
I have. So I wanted something to play late at night while I'm pumping. And heard about Doki Doki Universe from the Final Score, I think I heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I picked it up. It's really good for kids.
Oh, no. No, no, no. It was Nerd Parents, actually.
Nerd Parents. It's really good for kids. It's easy for adults, but... There's a lot of reading, so just keep in mind there's a lot of reading. But I think if your kid is like 8 or 9, I think it's really good. So I don't know. Now I'm finishing it more to finish it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of doing that. Yeah.
Is there a finish to the game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Diddy said he's working on his Lord Master.
Ha! So, I did that old school.
So I did it. Okay.
I'm gonna tell how I did it.
But hold on. I did it old school, but I did it after some help had came out. Okay. So Renee, how did you do?
Okay.
How did you do?
We were in our old apartment when I did this.
Yeah.
Oh wow. So this is back in the day before they had the quest tracking and everything.
Well, they had the quest tracking.
Yeah.
But they didn't have it where you could say, go back and pull all the quests that I've already completed.
Right. I didn't know what quests I completed. So what I did, I went on to...
It was Wowhead.
Wowhead. Printed out...
Each zone.
And all the quests in that zone. And I would go and I would check and see if I'd done that quest.
Renee had stacks of paper. I was like, dang.
Did you think it was weird?
I thought it was awesome.
There was paper everywhere. I was so determined to get that quest. Because I hadn't known what I'd done. I've been playing for years and years and years.
And I'm trying to remember what I was doing while you were doing that. I was doing some other stuff.
I was obsessed with it.
And you were obsessed with it. I think I was probably doing dungeons and stuff. And you got about halfway through, and I was like, man, I wish I had, you know, joined Renee in this journey. But I didn't. And then Blizzard made it so that you were able to pull in old quests you've done.
Mm-hmm.
And you could, and then there was a Lore Master mod, and it kind of helped you out, letting you know what's left. I mean, it was all there. It was pretty much what you did, right, but wasn't printed out. It was all electronic.
Man, I had it all printed out.
It was awesome.
It was crazy.
It was awesome.
It was nuts. I can't believe it. And I would mark through it when I was done and go on to the next.
You did.
And I had oh my gosh, it was crazy.
Yeah, so.
That was fun.
But I did manage to get it before they made it, not simpler. I did it before they changed it the way that it is now. I guess that's the best way to say it. Renee, had you finished Thomas Was Alone?
Finished Thomas Was Alone, and it was really good, and had a lot of good parts to it. Just make sure you listen to the story. I had the commentary on. It was
a mistake.
By mistake. But so that I think that's why I was so quiet. I couldn't hear the other stuff, but anyway.
Right.
Excuse me. So I finished that. I highly recommend Thomas Was Alone. Highly, mm-hmm. highly.
Yep. Then, looking here, you finished Thomas Alone. Oh, yeah. That's it.
Yeah. how about that for, so that's all the media we have for today, but I do have some food that I wanted to discuss. All
right. Let's do that then. Where's my food? There it is.
The fridge is not prepared.
You got food.
Well, before I start, let me just say, I am hungry all the time.
That's
constantly.
You're feeding them babies.
I am hungry from the time I wake up to the time I go to bed. You know, I just eaten. I will grab some stuff to eat. Like, after this, I'm going to eat. And because we're going to go to bed in about an hour and a half, but I'm still going to eat.
I will say, Skinny Pop is the pop.
Skinny Pop is the pop.
No, it's pretty good. It's good for a treat and pickles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jay's eating Skinny Pop popcorn and pickles.
Pickles have zero calories.
They have zero. They have sodium, though.
I know.
A lot of sodium. I want to say Arby's has a new dessert. It's the Apple Crisp. It's good.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you want a little, like a little apple dessert, it's cheap. Go get it. I like it.
You know what's going to happen, right? You know what's going to happen.
They're
going
to get rid of it.
No.
What?
Ian's going to chime in, and he's going to be like, "Nah, Renee. But here's a healthy option.
Here's a healthy apple option.
We can throw it into a Vitamix, and we can make it healthy for you." Nah, I'm just playing.
And Dairy Queen has an apple pie blizzard. How was that?
It was okay. It wasn't as good as the apple crisp.
I wouldn't have got it.
Yeah, I got it solely, not selfish at all, givenly thinking of you, because I would have gotten the Oreo brownie earthquake, which I shouldn't have. But
it's okay.
All right, well, cool. With that, let's go ahead and listen to a little Mr. Johnny Feisty. Who had a birthday yesterday?
Yes,
he did. Mr. Feisty had a birthday yesterday.
What? I missed it.
Yep, I did too. But there were a lot of birthdays.
There were
a lot of people that had birthdays yesterday. Yesterday. And let me just read them off real quick before Renee kind of gets into the rest of them. Where's the birthdays at? There's the past. What?
No, these are birthdays.
Oh.
These are current birthdays.
All right. So we have, Mark Turpin's birthday was yesterday. Terps' birthday was yesterday. Johnny Feist's birthday was yesterday. My cousins, Marissa and Alyssa, who are twins, their birthday was yesterday as well. Yeah. So that was yesterday.
Look at you. Wow. That's a lot of birthdays.
It was. And then on Wednesday, we have Mr. Bradley Cleaver.
Yep. Is it Clever?
Clever?
I think it's Clever.
Okay, let me tell you a story.
What? It looks like Clever.
It's Clever, but let me tell you a story. I was playing a mud. I created a character, a monk character. And don't ask me why. I wanted to call him Cleaver. right?
Okay. I mean, that's not terrible.
But I spelt it clever. And
you misspelled it.
I misspelled it. And I got to like rank level 20 before I even realized I had misspelled his name to clever instead of Cleaver. How's that?
That's awesome.
And I was like, I'm stuck with it. You know, and that's kind of
so
how
clever.
So Clever the Monk.
But that's not bad though.
It wasn't. I made lemonade out of lemons. It was not
Clever the Monk.
Yeah. So and then Friday, whose birthday is on Friday?
Friday we have Wing the Quick's birthday is on Friday. Joshua Horn's birthday is also on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And
then on
Sunday
we have Sarah Sims Brown.
Yep.
As is Kim's sister.
Yes, it is.
And then Akuzad, his birthday is on Sunday as well.
Happy birthday, Akuzad.
And we want to say a huge congratulations to Mathenathug.
Mathenathug.
And his, what's her character name? I don't know if I'm supposed to say her name or name.
I don't know things.
Oh, I'm going to get killed for not knowing it. Sir, S-E, isn't it like a...
don't ask me things. You're asking me things.
Come on, Renee. You're supposed to be helping me.
You're asking me things. I don't know things.
It's not Serene Fury. Is it Serene Fury? The Serene Fury?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That was her. That's a character. Okay. Mathenathug is Serene Fury. Okay. Whew. She also goes by Najara. That is right. That is the other name as well. So, but yes, she and Mathenathug are engaged, and we're really excited for those guys. Yeah. So they're getting married next summer in Chattanooga.
Every time I hear Chattanooga, I always think of a train. I don't know why. I just do.
Oh, man. So let's go ahead and go to the podcast.
Podcast of the week.
And Renee actually put this in here. I wasn't expecting it. So this past week, you all know Aaron from the Black Astronauts podcast and Teddy, who kind of shows up in here as well. Teddy's actually doing a podcast called The Why Not Podcast. So website is thewhynotpodcast.com. And I've been asked to kind of, I think I'm regularly co-hosting. I don't know.
That's something you might need to find out.
But I am doing it with Teddy and Aaron. Or I did a show with Teddy and Aaron yesterday. And that should be posted up pretty soon. Again, it's the Why Not Podcast. And then also, after our last show, found out that Zabi, Muhogan, Udella, and Diddy are doing a podcast.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
They're doing a podcast. And I was like, why didn't anybody say anything to us? And I didn't get the name of it because he was launching his new game.
Maybe they can tell us now.
He was launching the Walking Dead game because he was going to play the last, the latest episode of Walking Dead season 2. And I was like, what? Y'all, you guys doing a podcast? No one told me. You know, I like to know. So, but yeah, so that's what happened. I tell you, can't just let anybody, you can't just leave for a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. We can't leave for a couple of weeks.
And everybody's just out. I mean, next thing I know, somebody's going to be having a kid. They're going to be getting married.
I know. So much stuff is happening. It's nuts.
You know, somebody's going to be moving to Louisville. So, see, I think people going to move to Louisville.
People need to move to Louisville.
But the thing is, they won't tell us. They just move to Louisville.
You heard about Six Flags Magic Mountain?
What about Six Flags Magic Mountain?
The peak of the Colossus roller coaster collapsed. Fire engulfed the roller coaster.
King's Mountain?
Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Where?
Where is that? Valencia, California.
Oh, wow. Wow. I hope everybody's okay.
Me too. They didn't mention it, so I guess so.
Yeah. So, if you want to reach out to us, you can do so. You can reach out to us by email. The email address is thevalentinecast@gmail.com. You can see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast for the feed is Valentine Cast. The Facebook page, facebook.com/valentinecast.
You can also call us. The number for that is 415-75-VCAST. That's 415-758-2278. Video can be seen at youtube.com/valentinecast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy. That's T-H-E-C-A-O-B-O-I. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
Intro and outro music is done by Pretty Lights Music. Thank you guys for letting us use your music. You can find out more about them at prettylightsmusic.com. You can also find out music that we use throughout the show. Andrew Allen Trio. Thank you guys. You can find their music on iTunes, Amazon. Hey, anywhere you can buy digital music. Also want to say a huge thanks to the folks at Alpha Geek Radio. Thank you so much, Gnome Wise, for allowing us to stream this, which you can stream at mobile.alphageekradio.com. You can also use the TuneIn app and you can shoutcast it straight from there. It's pretty freaking amazing. Stay tuned. If you're listening to this, you'll get some more pre-recorded shows. And guess what? Renee and I are going to be guesting on Nerd Parents this week.
We sure will.
What? Who let that happen?
I know. So I'm excited. So make sure to check that out.
Yep.
I'm excited to be on it.
Well,
last time we were on it, it was a glimmer of what was to come. We didn't realize.
Yeah. So it'd be like a things I've learned.
Oh, gosh.
Even though I had kids before.
I know.
Things I've learned. I've learned that I'm more protective over my kids than I thought I was.
Really?
Because I was never put in some of the situations that I'm put in now.
Oh, okay.
With Maya and Zoe.
You're very protective of them.
And I am.
Who takes care of them and how they're taken care of.
Right. So, the Nerd Parents will be a live stream. It will be 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Savings Time. On Thursday is when we'll be doing it. It'll be right here on Alpha Geek Radio. If I'm thinking right, I think it is Channel 2 because I think I see their button often when I do. Their normal regular time for Nerd Parents is usually Wednesdays, but right after TMS. But since we're on, it got moved over a little bit to work out. Well, you guys have a great week. We hope we see you next Monday. And also hope we see you when we talk with Nerd Parents.
Okay. We didn't talk about why we're van envious either. Ha! Take that.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
We didn't talk about what?
Why we're van envious.
Oh.
Yeah. I laughed. It was funny.
I'm van envious because I want a van.
We really want a van. But we're not going to get a van.